Hey, am I speaking with Chris? Hey, Chris, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you doing, Dan?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. Finally made it to Friday.
Yeah.
So I know we scheduled this time to go over Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have? Okay, awesome, awesome. So just so we're on the same page, what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And the benefit of these leads is, for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies because they're, like, picking you and calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section. Okay? And the kicker on it, too, is you only pay for qualified leads, meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote or schedule an appointment, those are the two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. Is this all making sense?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, okay. And when you say you're familiar, did you run a Google Guaranteed, did you run Google Guaranteed on your own in the past, or, like, you've just seen it?
I just seen it, yeah.
You just seen it. Okay, that's what I thought. It's actually pretty new. Like, it's been around about 4 years now in total, but really kind of got more popular around 3 years, so a lot of companies don't even know about it yet, you know, which is a good
right.
thing. It's not, like, overly saturated.
Okay.
So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed, Chris, isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client books your services through Google Guarantee. Okay? So there are a few requirements to qualify. I wanted to make sure, because I know you're on hosting only with us. Let me make sure this is the right category. Give me one sec. Okay. So the general contractor vertical just means category, has accessory buildings on it, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, roofing. Does that sound like the right, like, do you do any or all of those services?
Some of them.
Okay. So you don't have to turn all of those subcategories on. Like, you would just turn on the type of work that you want, but it sounds like a good amount of those you actually do, right? Especially, like, the remodeling.
Right.
Okay, perfect. All right, just wanted to make sure. All right, so I have the requirements pulled up here. For your category and area, there's not a specific licensing requirement, but it does show me that insurance is required. Okay, so you have to have liability insurance on the company, a minimum amount of $250K towards your general liability. Do you currently have that?
I carry $2 million.
Rolling. Yeah, usually, like, when I talk to you guys, you're way over, like, what's needed, or, you know, they don't have insurance, and that's, you know, that's really why I gotta ask. The other requirement is on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, right, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be on you, you would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine? Okay, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. I'm like, are you a felon, you know? All right, so insurance is good, background check should be good. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yep. All
right, let me get those pulled up. Okay, so for the general contractor vertical, which includes all those subcategories that I mentioned, the cost per qualified lead is going to be at $30.67 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads, okay? You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Yes, that's for a month. Now, I have, like, to give you an example, I have a guy in New York. He sets a 200 lead budget a month, but he does, like, the whole state. And he's got multiple crews. So you don't have to do the minimum budget, right? But the minimum I am required to tell you about, that's going to be at $400. That's for 13 leads.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So to give you an example, let's say you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads for $400. Okay. And you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you'll be charged $400 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, I'm going to use one lead as an example, just to make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take on one qualified lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. It's like a slow month, like Christmas or something. I don't know. The following month, you're not charged $400. You would only be charged for that one lead you took on, the $30.67. Does that make sense of how that works?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Whatever lead budget you set to, Chris, we do not charge that until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your insurance, run the background check, get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically. Okay. Now, okay. We do charge a one-time application / management fee. This is not a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250. All right. So let me make sure, I'm going to shoot everything to you in writing so you have it. Your email is still thechrishayes351@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me know if you have any questions, too.
No, I'll just click everything over when you send it to me.
Right. So the email coming through right now is going to be titled Google Guarantee. And what I'm doing, too, Chris, is I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, the cost per lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical to you. That way you just have them in writing, okay? Just give me a one.
Yeah, I'd like to look it over.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I do want to talk to you about your website too. So give me one second. Let me get this reply off. And then
Hey, don't criticize my website, man.
It looks good. It looks good. We actually though, we started upgrading our site. So I am able to have your site upgraded, and that's at no additional charge. That's just out of courtesy. So I'll shoot you over a text message of what that looks like in just a second. Okay?
It's bad in need of an update.
Yeah. We now use, like, multi-page websites. We use WordPress. So, like, I'll send you the text in a second, but it's like, man, it's like night and day, you know? It'll look a lot better for you. You know?
That's what my daughter uses. She's 14, and she makes these presentations for high school look like 10 times better than my website.
Right. Man, the kid, my son, too, man, he's like a whiz with all the online stuff, you know?
Yep.
Here, let me see. I'm also putting in there the kitchen remodeling vertical and bathroom remodeling. It's the newest categories that Google added, and it's the same cost per lead, too, okay? That way you could just see. I think that will be a good category for you. So let me shoot that over. And then, all right, let me get you. Let me get you a sample site real quick. Text message is fine.
Pardon?
Text message works for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to shoot it to you. I'm sure you're going to say, yeah, do it, you know? But I just want to make sure. I'm sending you over a text right now with, like, a remodeling website in demo mode. That way you can see, like, the difference of compared to your site currently, what we'll be able to do.
You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Does the site look good?
Oh, I'm driving. I can't look at it after work.
Got it. Okay, how about we schedule, because I just got to get your thumbs up, and then I'll put the order into our tech team to apply it to the upgraded site.
Okay.
So what time are you off for me to follow up?
I'm usually home by 5 or 6.
Okay, we close at 6, so do you want to do...
Where are you at? Illinois?
No, we're in California. So 6 o'clock your time, though.
Oh, okay. 6 o'clock my time. Yeah, we might want to make it next week then.
Okay. Well, if you're home before 6, I'm going to shoot you a text right now with my direct line and extension. Okay? That way you have it. All right, and then if not, I'll put you in my calendar. What day and time next week should I schedule you for?
So let's try like Thursday.
All right, Thursday, this same time?
That'd be good, yeah.
Lunch. All right, perfect. All right, so I'm going to put you in for 12 o'clock on Thursday. And again, when you see the website, if you're like, yeah, let's do it, let's rock and roll on that, just give me a call, and then I'll have them start like working on that over the weekend. Again, that's at no additional charge, too. It's just upgrading your current site.
Okay.
All right. So then if not, I got you in for Thursday at 12 o'clock next week. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Great talking to you, Chris. Any questions for me right now?
Nope.
All right. Perfect. I look forward to working with you on this, okay? You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Have a good weekend.
Right. You too. Bye.